With the third pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Dante Fowler, Jr., defensive end, Florida.
So great to be back home. Just to be in this weather. I know I was in Chicago trying not to freeze, so you know I'm back here in this beautiful weather in Jacksonville and Duval, so I can't wait. It's
gonna be fun.
Thank you. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You good? Yes, thank you.
Welcome, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Looking good. What is this the last 2 days been like for you?
It's been a little crazy. Really just soaking everything in, being able to be in Chicago, being able to be in Draft City, and all the events that was going on with, you know, Play 60, going to the hospital to see the little kids, and just touring the city and getting ready for the draft. So, it's been pretty wild, but I'm glad I found a home.
Was the plane good enough to get down here?
The plane was perfect, you know. you can't complain with that, you know, so I have no words with that.
Take us, you walk through the building, you see Gus for the first time. What did he tell you on the phone last night? And what did Dave tell you on the phone and all those guys? What was that phone call like?
It was a great feeling. I know the Jacks were on the clock, and it was like less than 2 minutes, and they had called me. And my heart dropped. So, you know, the first thing I'm thinking is I hope it's nobody that's prank calling me. So, he called, and, you know, he was like, "You ready to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And, you know, they got me on the phone with the defensive line coach and the other guys, and we just talked, and, you know, we're going to talk later on, but they wanted to make sure, they wanted to know if I was a Jaguar, and I told them, yeah, you know, so it feels great to be back home. I remember when I landed and just being able to get off the plane and feel the breeze and the sun again, you know, it felt good.
You knew that for a long time. You wanted to be here. We talked to you through the whole process a number of times, and this is where you wanted to be, right?
I guess it was just meant. Maybe we did the work. Maybe you guys picked me, so who knows?
Well, now, Dave told you to leave the shoes in Chicago. Did you did you do that?
No, they actually came with me. You can't leave those type of shoes in Chicago. Man, they'll go crazy over those, probably.
I mean, I can't talk.
Yours look actually good, though.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I need all the help I can get. So you've been through here before, but now that you're here in this locker room, this is going to be your home now.
Yep.
What are your first thoughts coming back in here?
Well, first of all, this is, you know, the best facility I've seen, you know, the owner's doing a really good job with, you know, this locker room and other things that he's doing around the community and with Jacksonville. So, you know, it's a lot of great things to come in. You know, you could just feel a special vibe around here with, you know, a lot of guys. And, you know, I know some guys that's on that team, and I'm just ready to get to work.
What up, Coach?
How are you?
All right, Coach.
Yes, sir. Look at us, man.
We'll let you be in here with them and visit.
Yeah. It's cool to see your guy, Josh Evans, just a second ago, right?
Yep, I just saw him. And, you know, we had a talk my freshman year at the Sugar Bowl, and we sat down. It was like a real man-to-man. Well, not man-to-man, because we looked up to Josh, and, you know, he was a great role model, somebody everybody looked up to and tried to, you know, handle their business like Josh. And he told me, he was like, you have potential to be a great player. And he was like, just stick, you know, to the mission, to the plan, and work hard, and, you know, you'll be here someday. So I remember that talk, and I took it to heart, and I did, and now I'm with them, so it's like it was probably meant.
What do you know about your defensive line? And a lot of those guys sit right over here, but what do you know about the group so far?
Chris Clemens, you know, by himself, I was a guy I watched all the time, you know, at Seattle, and, you know, they got a lot of good guys, you know, especially the interior guys. You know, they do a lot of the dirty work, and being able to be with these guys and just pick their brains and, you know, get some insight of, you know, what I'm going to get into. I'm just ready to get on the field and work and compete.